Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Jambo, hello. How y'all doing? Today, Friday, 2/16/2024. Welcome. As we end this week, Friday, 2/16, happy birthday, during Black History Week, to Sir Mr. Jim Brown, the football player who changed how the whole wide world looks, sees, and understands a black man being just that, a black man. Now, the man, while playing black football, never forgot who and what he is, because during his time of playing football, he played when they wore real spikes. He played when in the pile, ain't no telling what went on in the pile. Because they was allowed to do that at that time. Being in and of part of the elevation of this life that I'm part of, and regardless of how I may feel, the whole concept is this. He stood up, and others that look like him stood up. That's why in the 60s, sports figures did stand up, but the sports figures that were standing up were black men standing up for other black men who were being disrespected. The sports figures that stand up now are all about their own personal agenda. Yeah, their own personal agenda. And that's how life is, because I'm 65. It's impossible for me to even contemplate some of the stuff that these youngsters have to go through, because I'm I can't even imagine somebody trying to tell me that this guy I grew up with, we was playing football and everything, you know, did all the things that young men supposed to do. But now this guy telling me he's not a man anymore. He is a woman. I mean, wow. And demanding that I be a part of this. That's the part that kills me. That gets to me, that disturbs me, is that you're demanding that I be a part of your illusion. Uh-huh. Why would I be a part of your illusion? You're the one living in the illusion, not me. I'm not part of your illusion. That's what I'm not. I am not no part of your illusion at all. I am a part of reality. And when you look at reality and you can see and recognize my forefathers for the contributions that they made to this world. Yes, he was a football player, but he was a black man first and foremost. And I don't believe in coincidences, but it's amazing to me how he, his name is what? What's his name? Jim who? Brown. A black man whose last name is what? Brown. Wow. So that's why it's hard for me to comprehend and to give away my history to somebody just because they're here. So, no, I am in and of Sir Mr. Paul Robeson. Yes, that's right. Sir Mr. Paul Robeson, that this is mine. No, my forefathers bled and died to make this country into what it is. But now I'm going to leave. Now, it's you here. Wow. Blacks is lazy. They don't want to work. They don't want to do nothing. Now that you here. But let me see. I'm not even going to go there. Happy birthday to Sir Mr. Jim Brown today. He's no longer with us, but one more time, a black man who changed what? 3 W's, the whole wide world, because he was one of the initial black men who took his platform and stood up for his people. They're trying to do that today, but it doesn't work today because today they're not standing up for their people. They're standing up for the people they're allowed to stand up for. One more time. Those men had not signed contracts that they were not allowed to talk. 2024, they make them sign contracts that you're not allowed to talk. One more time. And then to the ones that don't sign the contract, they ain't got to worry about them because all they got to do is ask them, do you know the 3 code words? What do you mean the 3 code words? Where you from? I'm from Africa. That's right. What book you read? The Holy Bible. And who you believe in? Jesus. Spelt with a J. Who you believe in? Jesus. Spelt with a J. One more time. Happy birthday, sir, Mr. Jim Brown. I stand with the black man, part of him, who stood up for his people. His mentality may have been when he seen that J, he couldn't say that J, but it was not like it is today, because nobody could tell Sir Mr. Jim Brown, you're not allowed to talk. Nobody could say that to him, because that's what he going to do. He going to talk. He going to stand up, stick his chest out, speak for his people, reflection on himself, because he recognized who he is, because go to war, make sure he recognized who he is, because guess what? How else can he be anything else but what it is? Because that's what he is a part of. Anyhow, happy birthday doing Black History Week in honor of Carter G. Woodson, in honor of Sir Mr. Frederick Douglass, whose birthday was on the 14th. One more time. Happy birthday today, 2/16/2024, to my forefather who I looked up to and still look up to, Sir Mr. Jim Brown, one of the world's baddest running backs that ever grabbed the ball and ran it, because he ran and played when there were no rules. The only rule was take his head off. Guess what? Didn't work with him, just made him that much stronger. That's who I emulate. Those who stood up against the oppression, stuck his chest out, hit his head, and acknowledged goal for goals. As always, Asante Sana, thank you very much. Mojo Kupanda, one love. Raraka, blessing. Amani, kutoka, yu'u. Peace from above.